Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is up? Everybody have a good weekend?
Oh, my God. I watched so much football.
I did, too.
I'm almost footballed out.
Oh, no.
Almost.
Oh, no. I used to make fun of people who would just clamor for football season to start.
Nope.
I am that guy.
Not anymore.
Wait, isn't there another game tonight?
There is. The Jets and...
Ah. Ooh, I can tell you, I feel like it's Miami.
No, Miami played yesterday. Remember Tyreek?
You're right.
Ended up in the,
gonna talk about
that. In the parking lot, face down on the pavement.
Yeah, face down in handcuffs.
Yeah, we will be talking about that.
Jets, Niners tonight.
Niners.
Watched a lot of football, played a lot of golf. You know, we are getting into the very, very best time of year to be outside. Mm-hmm. Pickleball starts tonight. Fall league.
Oh, my God.
Awful of time.
Okay, I hate to be a Debbie Downer right out of the gate. Yeah. How is our rotator cuff doing
Rotator cuff is rotating in an appropriate manner.
Okay,
thank you
good.
For asking.
I'm happy to hear that you're going strong.
Yeah, I
totally ignored the advice about physical therapy, so I just wanted to make sure that...
tried to keep it... You're supposed to be doing this, like Rosie the Riveter.
You still have to work it out. You still have to use it.
So
KU got knocked out of the top 25.
Oh, my God. It broke my heart, first of all. And second of all, I mean...
We looked bad.
We looked really bad that fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on. We need something to happen here. I just kept saying that over and over. We need something to happen here.
However, Nebraska is in the top 25 for the first time in 7 years. Yes,
wow.
Please. Yes,
I
please.
I mean, they put the whooping on Coach Prime. But that Patrick Mahomes lookalike quarterback they got there is...
Oh, my gosh. Did you see that kid?
He is leaning way too far into this whole
Patrick
Mahomes thing.
He's doing a whole cosplay thing.
He is mimicking his movements. I mean, the way that he runs up and down the sideline.
His tongue hang out on one side when he throws it?
He does,
Okay. All right.
And what's his number?
15.
Is it really 15?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's funny.
He is leaning into it full bore.
Even Mahomes, I think, said, damn, that looks like me.
So we went to the current game on Saturday night, 6:30. And this was my first time in the new stadium. First of all, the stadium, can I be honest?
Yeah.
Okay. The stadium is not as nice as I thought it would be. But that pitch is perfect.
What do you mean the stadium is not as nice as you thought it would be?
I thought it would be a little bit nicer. I thought it would be more like more a sporting lush. Park.
Like more bells and whistles?
Yeah, yeah.
I had a very not kind first take on that stadium as well.
Yeah, I just thought it kind of looked average.
Yeah.
Now, the views are beautiful.
Yes.
The view of downtown, the view of the river, absolutely right. Stunning. But yeah, when you get down to the way it was built, it...
But that field is majestic.
It's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And Sam and I got to play on it.
Let me tell you, you can tell when Patrick and Brittany Mahomes are there. So we were walking by all of the suites.
Yeah.
We did not have a suite. We were with the regular people.
Yep.
There is only one door into a suite that is frosted.
Yeah. Is it that one?
Mm-hmm.
Frosted.
You can't see through it.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
It's like glass and you can't see through.
Right. It's frosted.
Yeah.
All the other suites, you can see into the suite.
Yes.
There is also only one suite with police officers standing outside of it.
Yeah. Oh. I bet.
Wonder why they're there.
They were also, did you see this over the weekend, with Travis and Taylor at the U.S. Open final.
Yesterday. Can somebody explain Travis's hat?
The Gucci hat?
The bucket hat.
I love the bucket Gucci hat.
Now, that was a pretty cool hat. Can we talk about the haircut? I was very confused by the haircut.
What do you mean?
It looked like he shaved around his ears himself. And then went to the game.
After he showers and styles it and everything, it looks like a decent haircut. But the other night at the game, it looked a little bit like a bowl cut.
I mean, I joked with my girlfriend that I could get that done in about 5 minutes in the bathroom.
He can walk into Great Clips. You would have to have, you know, you would
somebody
have to
come
have,
over yes, and a, do it at
yes.
your home.
Have to have a barber come. How many people do you know that still do their hair at home, by the way? It's a very small number.
You know what happened? His girlfriend said, you know, I kind of wish you had longer hair.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Who's his girlfriend?
I don't know.
I think she's a singer. Musician of
All
some
right.
type.
By the way, Texter, you're right. Give Mizzou some love. Mizzou is now ranked sixth.
Oh, wow.
Sixth.
Opened up a can of whoop-something Buffalo.
I am avoiding giving Mizzou some love. Honestly, it's one of the only games I just didn't catch over the weekend. I saw that it was on. You can't just watch 22 hours of football.
I did.
Well, you can try.
No, you can't. They have a 4x screen option. I was watching 4 games at once.
Oh, my boys have that red zone.
I didn't. Well, it's package. Not red zone. It's some different something. I have no idea what it was, but I was over at a buddy's house, and we were watching 4 games at once, and it was very overwhelming.
Yeah, Mizzou is 6th in the country. They have Boston College this Saturday.
Good.
And K-State's still doing pretty good, I think.
Yep,
still hanging in. Saw the baby, by the way, for the first time since I dropped him off at college.
Oh.
He has grown 9 feet and 12 inches. Wait, that's 10 feet. I'm telling you, when I walked in and saw him, you know, I was aggressively excited. And I cannot believe, especially for boys, how much they grow in, what's it been, 2 months since I dropped him off?
Wait, did he actually grow, or was it the old, I love you so much, I haven't seen you in forever, how did you get taller effect?
No,
has he got a mustache
He
now?
Grew. No, he does not have a mustache, but I'm telling you, I walked in and I'm like, who are you and what have you done with my child?
I get that all the time. Are you still growing? I'm like, no, I stopped growing a decade ago.
Anyway, it was a delightful weekend. Got to see the baby. I got to see almost all the children this weekend. Got to watch a ton of football.
Good.
And then we would be remiss. It's all over ESPN, even as we speak. What the hell happened with the detainment or arrest of Tyreek Hill? Now, wait. The police officer at the center of this has been placed on administrative duties.
That is correct. I don't know that arrest is the right word. He was definitely detained. He was driving down a road leading up to the Hard Rock Stadium. And it's my understanding he was driving too fast.
Okay. But on the, like, access road to get to the stadium?
He also failed to stop at an instructed stop by a traffic guy. Who does that sound like?
Scotty Scheffler.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't know who Tyreek Hill is?
That's what I saw the reason was.
No,
why
no, I'm
was
not saying
over.
You go 100 in a 20-mile-an-hour zone, but, like, if you pull somebody over on the way to the stadium, on the way to the game, as long as they're not, you know, they haven't hit someone and run, then why was he stopped?
The guy on ESPN said this morning that this is a heavily pedestrian roadway leading up to Hard Rock.
It's a block away.
Okay.
And he was speeding down this road where there are a lot of pedestrians, and they tried to pull him over. Sam, did you say he didn't pull over when they wanted him to?
No, or it was
didn't stop.
It was another one of those Scottie Scheffler situations where they were guarding the driveway, and he was like, "I'm supposed to be here. I work here. I'm trying to get to work."
Okay, look,
probably the second most famous person.
Can
on the
I
team.
Just yeah. maybe insert some logic into this situation and all of the situations where it comes to the professional athletes trying to get to work?
Sure.
There are places where if I go to dinner or show up for pickleball, I have to have a decal on my car. Okay? You got to have a decal on your car saying you belong here. If you, Scott, go to certain apartment complexes, you have to have something on your car that shows.
Let's say I'm going to Sporting Park.
Yep. You are supposed to be parked there.
Mm-hmm.
Why do the athletes not all have this? And Scheffler's a little bit different because he was in a caravan getting him to work that day. There should be something on the cars universally that says, not I'm Tyreek Hill, but I'm part of the staff getting into work.
I belong where I'm going.
Yes, you have to have an access badge. For everybody listening, how many people, raise your hand, you have to have a lanyard or an access badge to get into wherever it is you work. I don't care if you're in construction, if you work at Garmin, like whatever. We all have to have these badges. Why can't we just do that with the athletes? And I'm guessing he wasn't driving a Ford Focus.
No, it was, I believe, a McLaren, but I didn't look too closely. And then he was pulled out of the vehicle, as it was reported, because he questioned why he was being pulled over.
But I'm with Tyreek on this. What are you doing? I'm Tyreek Hill. I'm trying to, I hate to be like, do you know who I am? In a McLaren. I'm trying to get to the game.
And did we have to put him face down on the asphalt?
Yeah, that part bothers
me
a lot.
What God.
The I mean, if you're going to handcuff him, why not put him up against his own car? Why is he on the pavement?
Why is he handcuffed?
Quoting here from his agent, the most upsetting part is the way he was treated. Tyreek is not a guy that should be at his own stadium in handcuffs. We are going to look into it. This is not over on our end.
This is from Dolphins defensive tackle, Kalis Campbell. They put handcuffs on me too. I was like, what's going on? I didn't understand what the issue was. For him to put handcuffs on me, I felt some type of way.
His 80-yard touchdown, by the way, sparked Miami's sluggish offense in the third quarter and got the Dolphins within 17-14. Did you notice, because I did not, live at the time, after he scored, Hill placed his hands behind his back as if to simulate being handcuffed hours after he was placed face down. And his teammate right behind him looks like he's taking him into custody.
By the way, can and I know we talked about this on Friday after the Chiefs game. Can we please discuss, and I know we're not a sports station, can we please discuss the kickoff?
Yes, at some point I think
it
that would be appropriate.
It is awful.
It is awful. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why the powers that be decided to do that knowing that this would be the likely outcome.
Oh, my word. It is awful.
Looks like freeze tag because no one's moving.
Yeah. Now, there you has been move. Some analysis about a potential strategy that could be rolled out, but nobody's taking those risks yet. The strategy being trying to get it with just inside
just
the 10-yard line.
Everyone just kicks it way too far. And
it starts on the 30.
You start taking it at the 30.
So what happens if it goes in between, you know, the 0 and 20? Do you have to play it?
You cannot kneel in the end zone for a touchback.
You can't do that anymore.
So if the ball lands or is going to land between the end zone and the 20, you have to play
it. Oh, pardon me. No, you can kneel for a touchback if it rolls into the end zone and you pick it up. You can kneel for a touchback, but instead of it starting at the 30, it only starts at the 20 or the 25. It's
very
so confusing.
It's very, even Alex Gold the other day
said,
we're only doing this for a year. It is completely confusing, and they don't understand why the powers that be that would have decided this would not have seen that this would be the result.
913-586-7798-586.
When we come back, real quick, we have a man in a white van trying to lure children.
Is he down by the river?
Look, I will describe the van when we get back. He should just go straight to prison.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.